part of Term 1 2026 has been marred by low pupil attendance in schools across Uganda despite the delayed reopening aimed at easing preparations. Reports from multiple districts indicate that only a small fraction of enrolled learners turned up for the first term for the first day of the term, and continuing a pattern that head teachers say has become increasingly common in recent years. While teachers largely reported for duty and schools opened as scheduled, the low turnout of pupils affected the smooth start of the school calendar. At St. Martin Primary School in Mulago, only 250 of last year's 1,000 learners had reported by the end of the first day. Head teacher John Ranga said the low voter turnout is now habitual. Ranga noted that most learners present on the first day are the newly enrolled pupils, with the returning pupils allegedly absent.
We are happy that we have opened up the term as per the government guidelines. We have so far today received the 200. By now, we have received the 215 children. Some are not, because last year we had a total number of 1,300 children. We are expecting them to be back this week, but we wrote a circular to them that they should report it today. It is disappointing that some parents are still keeping children at home, yet they are supposed to be at school. However, the newcomers, we are lucky that we have got this time. So many parents have interest in our school.
At Maganjo Mayor Primary School, only 313 of last year's 1,569 learners reported. A teacher, Afo Bogere, attributed the low turnout to parents not yet obtaining the required scholastic materials. In Gulu City, education authorities could not conduct school inspections on opening day because monitoring funds had not been released. A city inspector of schools, Proskovia Ba, told Metro FM that they have not received funds, but it is being processed. About two to parents to send children early, warning that late reporting disrupts curriculum delivery. In Mukono, attendance was described as moderate and better than in previous years. At Ingando Community Primary School, head teacher Harriet Navisubi said parents are slowly regaining confidence despite past infrastructure problems.